This is where normal comes to die. Mediocrity meets its final demise, and the status quo is unabashedly dismantled. Welcome to Reinvention Radio. Now, here's your host, Steve Ulscher.
Alrighty, welcome to another edition here of Reinvention Radio. As we are sounding off, that is our plan today and every day here at the top of the hour. Richie Ote, what's up, baby?
How's it going, Steve?
Steve Ulscher, Mary Goulet is out saving the world and doing her part with her volunteer work, and Wade's hanging out with us in the studio as well.
And just how much good work does Mary have to do to offset the combined
bad work of us?
As three?
She's like a carbon tax credit of good.
Oh, man. You know, and it's an interesting discussion, and I thought maybe we would chat about it for a second here, because, you know, Mary does do this work, and it's awesome that she does. I know she does it just because she really loves doing it, but I think there are some people who do that sort of work with, I don't want to say malintention, but at least do it from the standpoint of, like, I want to create this good karma in the world, right? So I'm going to go out, I'm going to do my thing to help others, and then in turn it makes my life that much better, or at least it should. Like last week we had Bob Doyle on, who was talking about the law of attraction. And, you know, I'm not going to sit here and say I don't believe it or I do believe it. I mean, I just think it's sort of a natural cause and effect that if you're kind of it's like, think about it. You walk into a room and you're like an energetic, you know, kind of guy or whatever, and you got this good vibe and this good aura about you, then people are going to want to come up. They're going to want to say hi. They're going to be like, oh, man, you know, who's this person? And or if you walk into a room and you're just like mopey, then, like, you know, people are going to, like, steer away from you, and they're not going to want to hang out with you. So I guess the real question is, first and foremost, and I just want to run this by you guys. So, Richie, do you believe in the concept of karma? And if so, what does it mean to you?
Well,
that was a long pause, by the way.
Yeah, well, I mean, I know, a good thing we're not on a real radio. Basically, I believe energy. I believe in energy. So I don't really know if I'd call it karma. I just think, you know, positive and like kind of where you were going. Positive energy tends to lead to more positive energy. Negative energy tends to lead to more negative energy. But yeah, there's too many exceptions and outs, right? Because in the karma world, it's not like right then. Someone does something bad, they kind of like think right that very second something bad's going to happen, or
yeah,
year
because
down the road,
there are mass murderers who live to be, you know, 95 years old. I mean, granted, they live behind bars, hopefully.
Maybe, but that was karma.
Well, or maybe it was the karma that they had to live behind bars for an. Ooh, never thought of
but
it.
But that's what I mean by the energy piece. So I don't know. People call different stuff, just like. Mm-hmm. Law of attraction in general is always a strange one for me.
But karma in and of itself, do you think that if you do good to someone else or for someone else, then it will come back to you in positive ways?
I do.
You do?
But I don't necessarily call that karma.
That's the energy
and
thing
I don't,
you're talking about.
And I don't think if you do it with the intent to get it to come back, it doesn't work quite the same as if you do it almost like the anonymous donors compared to the donors. You're mm-hmm. like, yeah, they'll only give, they get their name in lights and mm-hmm. all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think the anonymous ones probably get more out of it.
Interesting. Wade, what's your take on it? Do you believe that there is a concept of karma in and of itself?
Okay, I've got like three big ideas here that, you know, we'll see if I can squeeze them all in. Because I'm like Richard, it's about energy.
Mm-hmm.
But they've done studies, infants, little kids, and monkeys understand reciprocity.
Okay.
And they understand fairness. So I think on a certain level, just
wait,
as
just so I'm clear, infants, monkeys,
and small children.
And small children.
Well, I don't know exactly how
young.
How
do they figure out that monkeys understand? I guess monkeys are close to humans because, like, fish wouldn't be
able to
show you
that. Check this out. So they gave the monkey some kind of, like, a celery stick. And they gave the monkey.
I thought you were going to say a cell phone. Now, that would have been funny.
They gave the monkey next to it in the next cage over a celery stick. They're both cool. They gave first monkey a celery stick, gave second monkey grape. They gave second monkey grape again, gave first monkey celery stick. First monkey threw the celery stick at the person. What the hell? You're giving him grapes. They recognize.
So the moral of the story is monkeys like grapes more than celery.
Most definitely.
Okay.
And the moral of the story is, as you go out doing good or bad, you're being observed.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Even if it's not at a super precise level, but people pick up on it.
Wait, so observed, you mean by a higher power, or you mean observed by like other people?
By society.
By society, okay.
And that aggregate response, I think, creates some of that energy. Because I don't believe, like with evolution, evolution isn't somebody went, we need a turtle with a shell. Evolution is slowly over time, certain things got filtered out that ended up with a shell. So it's not like bad karma is there's somebody raining down justice. It's the cumulative experience of putting out bad karma. After you've burned all your bridges, who do you borrow money
from? You just run out of people.
Yeah. Is that karma or is that just kind of the energy that you put out, mm-hmm. right?
You had that shit coming, man. Yeah, exactly. Okay, so that's...
It's very diffuse. It's not intentional. Karma's there, but it's not justice. It's mm-hmm. not guaranteed. It's not you do bad stuff and somehow some energy is going to make bad stuff happen to you. It's just you reap what you sow. Mm-hmm. And in the long run, shit catches up with you.
Yeah, and there is something to be said for karma versus justice. It's a good point. Richie? Well,
it was kind of like... back to even the election, not to stay there for too long, and what we talked about this morning, Wade, with the just take a stand for something. Because when you stand for something, attract and repel kicks in, right? Mm-hmm. And you're going to attract the people who are liking that energy, quote unquote, and you're going to repel the people who aren't. So is it payback? Is it, you know, that type of thing?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so. Mm-hmm. I think it's just a cumulative over time. And by the way, back to your evolution thing, our baby toes are disappearing because our shoes, we don't need them anymore. So check back in
5,000 years, 10,000 years,
yeah,
we won't have no baby toes.
Four toes.
All right. So wait, you had three things. The third thing is
in terms of creating your own karma. Let's say I'm going to go eat a pizza. Okay. I could spend the hour.
I'll go eat a pizza right now.
Let's get a pizza. So I could spend the hour prior to getting that pizza going, but what if the place is crowded? And what if they really drop it back in the deal in the back area, right? Mm-hmm. I can think about all this negative stuff. Or I could say, you know what, this is going to be the best pizza they ever gave me. And you know what, my favorite music's going to be playing. But really, regardless of which of those you think about, is it going to influence your actual experience at the pizza place?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Whatever happens is going to happen at the pizza place. So it's simply a matter of choice. Do I spend my time thinking positive, which is going to have no impact? Or do I spend my time thinking negative, which is going to have no impact? So why not spend it thinking positive, create the positive energy, and... how's that for creating your own good karma? Yeah. If you go into it expecting good,
yeah,
you created your own good karma.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So who's the guy sitting in the moss?
Otis Redding?
Right. The Doc of the Bay, right?
He's like Doc
yeah.
of the Bay.
So dude hated flying. Like he hated the idea of flying. Like there was no way on God's green earth that he was going to fly. Like just the thought of flying just put him in like this, like, oh, I got to, like, I don't want to fly. I'm going to die. And so the one or only time in his life that he flew, died.
Oh, man.
In a plane crash. So it's like, I guess, that would kind of go back to that whole law of attraction kind of stuff, which is like, if you put that much energy into all of that thinking, then is it possible that, in fact, whatever that is can come to fruition? I don't know, because I've thought about, like, I want $1 billion. I want $1 billion. Like, I've said that at least 17,000 times or so, and I have yet to get $1 billion. So the bottom line, I think, is you can have positive energy or positive karma or whatever that might be and have, you know, like anything happen to you, but it won't necessarily be the thing that you're hoping for or you're wishing for. But if you have, like, really negative energy and really negative karma, then that shit happens all the time.
Exactly. That's one of the things that kids don't understand is if you do the wrong thing, bad things will happen. Mm-hmm. But if you do the right thing, it's only 50-50 good things are going to happen.
Nothing's going to happen.
Remember, that's why I say weeds automatically grow.
Yeah.
But you want, like, you can't plant a rose bush and be pissed off it's a sunflower. You know, you didn't get your sunflower.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to go do the things you want to do to get the things you want. But weeds and gravity and all that stuff just happens regardless.
Which folds into Richard's comment, make the process the win.
Mm-hmm. In other words, the destination is the road.
Yeah, the journey
is the destination.
And there the key to not getting let down is to have low expectations.
I know. Just like, I mean, like I'm 40. I don't even know how old am I. I'm 47, I think. 47 this year. I'm like to the point where if you do good by me in any way, shape, or form, I'm like, oh, that's cool. But I have no expectation, like, whatsoever that you are. Like, my hope, my expectation at this point is you just don't completely, like, I expect you to disappoint me. Like, at some point, it's like, you know, at some point, you're going to do something that's going to disappoint me. I think what we're talking about here really is me more than anything else, but it's at that point now where I'm just kind of like, you know, if you did something good and whatever, then, okay, cool. I get it. That's a nice thing. But I'm not expecting that.
You appreciate the rarity.
Yeah, you know? I look forward to that kind of conversation when Olivia starts dating. Like, hey, that guy was so nice to me. Like, yeah, okay, don't put him on a pedestal for something somebody should automatically do, you know?
Yeah, it's like when I wake up in the morning, it's not a question of whether or not I'm going to be judgmental. It's not a question of whether or not I'm going to have an opinion for the better or for the worse about whatever it is that I encounter during that day. It's just simply a matter of, where am I going to apply? Like, are you going to be the recipient of that judgment? So it's never a question of whether or not I'm going to wake up and be judgmental. It's just simply a question of what it is during that day that I'm going to be judgmental about. All right, well, there you go, guys. Throw positive energy out there. Woo-hoo. Good karma for all. We will talk to you guys next time here on The Sound Off on Reinvention Radio. Take care.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olscher, visit reinventionradio.com. One person has the power to change the world, impact millions of lives, and leave a legacy for lifetimes to come. That person is you. In the New York Times bestseller, What Is Your What?, Steve Olscher, award-winning author and founder of the Reinvention Workshop, reveals his proven process that has helped thousands of men and women discover, share, and monetize the one thing they were born to do. Grab your free copy now at www.whatisyourwhat.com/free. That's www.whatisyourwhat.com/free.